Good morning.
Hey, you can't be back here.
Look, buddy, the name's Zabaglione. Inspector Terry Cloth Zabaglione. And I have an interrogation to perform.
You don't have clearance to.
Do I look like someone who gets clearance?
No.
Exactly. Because I look like someone that gets results. Now get out of my way. I have some artifacts to recover. Loretta Bundles.
Hello, Terry Cloth.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time. What's it been? 6 years? 6 years following dead leads, red herrings, pickled herrings. And now, I finally caught you red-handed.
This is great and all, but my youngest's got a recital tonight.
How old is he now?
11.
How sweet.
Would hate to disappoint him.
You should have considered that before you broke into the largest museum in 3CC. Did you think you could just trip nearly all of its security systems, damage several educational displays, and of course steal the last testament of the first robot, and then just walk away? You and I are going to spend some quality time with one another while you help me figure something out.
So, they actually made it, huh?
I just can't figure out why, after all this time, did you slip up now?
I'm not talking to you.
Look, there are 7 other people connected to this case. That means 7 mouths, 14 loose lips. Personally, I like those odds. But I wanted to give you a chance to tell your side. Call it professional courtesy.
I know you don't care about my side.
I care about the truth. And if you tell me the truth, hey, maybe you still make that recital.
Fine. You taking notes?
The floor is yours.
I've been running a group for after-work adventurers. A place to meet people, get more things for the trophy room, the usual stuff. It was supposed to be just another adventuring group outing. I had put together a bit of a hodgepodge crew. We had Merlot Merlot, Binkus the Wonder Boy, Dirty Toby, DJ Baby Boombox, and that's where the list should have ended.
But it didn't.
No, sadly not. The last two are the only reason I'm here. I've been in the game for a minute now. I should have known they were trouble when they walked in.
Who were they?
This mission could get intense.
Assignment. And that's why we really need to have our heads in the game.
Ooh, look! Something to fiddle with.
Okay, Cameo. Don't touch that. All right, here we go. Hi. Excuse me? We're Delmon and Cameo. We're here for the League of Afterwork Adventurers.
Hi!
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience? Job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again.
Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
It was our biggest mark yet. The Living History Museum in Three Cloud City. Our target? The last testament of the first robot.
That'd fetch a pretty penny.
It's not about the pennies, Terry Cloth, no matter how pretty. Once you get a taste of the after-work adventuring lifestyle, you just want more.
So, the Living History Museum, huh?
It was Merlot's idea. She got the scoop on it. Said she'd gotten a map from some fancy-pantsy patron of hers. Rule is, if it sounds adventuresome and the group agrees, we're obliged to go.
I want to know more about these, Cambro and Belton characters.
Right. Well, you see, we were planning things out at the Adventurer's Hall.
Hello? We would like to join the League of Afterwork Adventurers. Please?
Who's are these guys?
Who told you about us?
Well, it's very complicated and involves some balloons, but we're here now.
Tighter security, people. What is this, amateur hour?
Sorry, we're not all full-time adventurers like you, Merlol.
Seems like these people have some serious communication issues.
That's how you know they're the real deal. My name's Delmont. This is Cameo.
Hi.
We want it.
No way.
No way.
Whoa. Are you using a sonic encanter with ethereal base?
Oh, wow.
We got everybody we need. No point taking on more risk.
Hold on, Merlot. I founded this Afterwork Adventurers Club on an open-door policy and an ambitious small business loan. What can you two do?
Well, I used an unlocking charm to break into your adventurers hall, like, very easily.
You think you could deactivate the alarm system on the Three Cloud City Living History Museum's east wing?
I've disabled the one in the west wing twice already, so, yeah.
Well, that could save us an easy hour of vent crawling. Okay, how about you?
Oh, me? Well, I co-founded an improv troupe, and I've been told that I have a super personality.
Yeah, those two things don't so much go together.
And I brought snacks.
Ooh, Onion Boy chips! Don't mind if I do.
Well, between a magic infiltration expert and snacks, I'm convinced.
Well, that's not how we do things. Let's put it to a vote.
All right. I say aye.
And I say nay.
That's an aye from me.
No way.
Two to two. Who wins ties?
We do have a fifth member, but he...
has arrived, and just in time to vote...
Look at him soar!
Toodaloo! Yay! Welcome aboard.
So we're in?
These are the failings of liberal democracy, but according to the votes, you're in.
Yes!
Let's get you introduced. I'm Loretta, leader of the group. I founded this as a little something to do after work. I'm an actuary in real life, and now I'm running a sizable crime ring. Go figure.
Merlot, infiltration and reconnaissance expert. Next.
Daigi Toby, happy to meet you. Acquisitions expert, part 3D printer. You need something printed? I got you. It just might be a little sticky.
Ugh, didn't like that.
DJ, baby, boombox in the house. Trap expert.
Wow, so you have a sample for every situation.
So you're a wise guy, eh?
Oh, so do you use your boomboxes to echolocate traps or something?
No, hon, we just didn't read his resume closely enough. It said he was a trap music expert.
And I am Binkus the Wonder Boy! Huzzah! I am a master of aerial flips, tricks, cartwheels, and all manner of majestic moves. Watch me dance through the air! Hop hop!
It's so majestic.
Delmont, Cameo, welcome to the League of Afterwork Adventurers.
So, you vouched for them, the newbies.
I did, but I got a bad feeling from that Delmont.
Why's that?
Something cold about them. Something hungry. All right, Merlot, brief us.
Yes, fill us in!
We're after the last testament of the first robot.
Whoa, wait. What? I thought it was lost to time.
That's what they want you to think.
Wait, what are we looking for?
The final and only remaining words of the first robot to ever gain sentience. This is why Bingo Sam gave us that balloon URL. To help my research into creating life.
Creating what? Sorry.
Limes. Creating limes. Into limes. Sorry. Let's get back to the slideshow.
More importantly, the last testament is the prized jewel of the Living History Museum's archives.
I love jewels and the way they sparkle. Ooh.
Right now, they're stowing it in a closed-off exhibit on the top floor, the tomb of the first robot.
They've been holding onto it tight. There are all kinds of regulations around robot sentience that the museum has been battling before the exhibition. In fact, we might be some of the only people outside the museum to know it exists.
Institutional pride is a dangerous drug.
But it is theirs, right?
Yes.
So we would be stealing from a museum?
I think what my friend means to say is, so we would be stealing from a museum. Nice. Right, Cameo?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Toby?
As the fence of this mission, I can find us a buyer for it.
I got us the intel we need. Detailed renderings of the museum.
No one has access to those.
No one used to.
Yes, and she refuses to share them with us. How rude!
It's nothing personal. Just good housekeeping.
If you just gave me a little peeksy at that map, I could easily find a way to use my flips and tricks to make it past any traps they throw our way.
And what's to stop you from going on without us, then?
Are you accusing Binkus of potential betrayal?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not throw around the B word like that, all right? No one's gonna betray each other this time. Not on this job.
Why not?
It's my last one. I'm getting out of the game.
Don't say that!
I know it's hard to hear, but...
No, it's a jinx. Last missions always go sideways. If you're gonna quit, just say so after. Yeesh.
I learned the hard way that there's a lot in this world more important than adventuring.
Mom, you missed my soccer game again.
Let's make this one count, all right? We leave for the museum at midnight. Get yourselves ready.
Oh, and I put out orange slices and juice boxes in the break room. Enjoy.
Fantabulous! I love juicy juice! Away!
Don't mind if I do put my mitts on some sits. You see, that's short for citrus.
Why do you talk like this?
Delmont, can we talk for a sec?
Yeah. This is amazing. I can't believe we're going to see the last testament of the first robot before anyone else.
Yeah.
So, what did you want to talk about?
I just got a bad feeling about this. We should go.
What?
These people might be the bad guys?
Oh, come on.
They're thieves. And not even the morally just kind.
Leslie said X-Corp would cover our legal fees. We have free reign here.
I just get a bad feeling about this. This after-work club seems shifty.
I don't know. I think that Merlot is pretty cool.
I don't know. She gives me major villain vibes.
You say that about everyone I like.
I do not.
You didn't trust Mama Stromboli. You thought Top Pal was evil. And you never even gave Billy a chance.
Two of those people tried to kill us.
See? Now you're doing it to Merlot. Look, we're doing this for a good cause, okay? The people deserve to know the story of the first robot. It's important.
Oh, so we're gonna give this information to the people?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have to make sure I'm properly credited for my translation of the research first, but yes.
So how does that make you any better than the museum?
Because I'm a better magician than anyone at this museum.
What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, kids, you coming? Toby's already scarfed down half the plate of oranges.
Guilty as charged, ma'am.
Be right there. Let's just go along, okay? Live in the moment of the experience, or whatever.
Hmm.
Is that a yes?
It's a humph.
Getting into the museum was easier than getting my oldest to clean his room.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The Living History Museum won Best Museum Locks in 3CC 4 years in a row.
That Delmont kid, they know their way around an Arcano tumbler. They made breaking in look simple. Going up, however.
Isn't a museum supposed to be a lot less jungly than this?
It's the Living History Museum.
Yeah, I know.
No, see, it's the Living History Museum.
Uh-huh.
No. Living History Museum.
That's what I said. It's the Living History Museum.
No. You're saying living...
It's a history museum that's alive, okay?
And that's gonna cause us trouble. Like a living body, the museum is always evolving new defenses, new ways to keep itself safe from foreign intruders.
Now that we're all implicated in breaking and entering, let's go over the map.
At long last.
Right now, we're on the first floor of the East Wing, the Bodacious Bodies exhibition. Now, if the museum were open, we could just take the water vader, but the place shuts down non-essential functions whenever it thinks it can afford to.
Like my kid's school.
See that giant recreation of an Anthalian's head?
Pretty hard to miss.
Oh no, don't tell me.
We gotta go through its digestive system.
Come learn about my body.
Now that's what I call a free sample.
Once we had made it down the throat, we encountered our first pitfall.
The uvula?
Close. A pit of acid.
Maybe you should take trap music expert off your resume.
Stop! Look.
Blech, what is that?
Looks like a giant lake of stomach acid.
Just this way to the digestive tract.
There's supposed to be a rope bridge made of undigested gum and dental floss. It's a precautionary exhibit.
The museum must know we're here.
I thought we had more time before it woke up.
Is there another way around that's maybe a bit less dangerous?
Oh, come on, it's an adventure.
I just don't want anyone to get hurt.
I told you not to say this was your last adventure. Things like this always happen.
I'm sure if we put our heads together, we can figure something out. Just stay safe, all right?
I'm gonna go look around the ribcage for something I can feed the old 3D printer. That aorta is looking pretty tasty.
Maybe we could tap into the natural ley lines powering this place? See if we can override its defense mechanism?
That's actually pretty smart.
It's just a technical application of magic.
Oh, don't be silly, friends. See that on the other side of the pit?
Looks like a lever?
Precisely, my snack-bearing chum! And I bet my last chestnut creme that if we gave that old lever a jolly yank, it'll bring the bridge right back up.
If we divert enough mana, maybe we could neutralize the acid.
No need for that when I can use my incredible leaps to get over to the other side in no time flat.
You can clear that chasm? That's like jumping over a mid-sized townhouse.
It's nothing for a wonder boy like me!
I have a grappling hook. Maybe if we...
Nonsense! I'll be over this nasty pit of acid before you can say, Uncle, my pet spider Oswald got into Auntie Jean's bloomers again.
Uncle, my pet spider Oswald got into Auntie Jean's bloomers again.
Maybe you should just...
I'm going to jump now.
Listen, your flips and tricks are wonderful, but that's a really long way to go.
It's too late. I'm stretching out my hammies.
How would a flip even get you more distance?
I've already got my twirling ribbons. Twirly, 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 twirly.
Look, Dirty Toby is coming back.
And watch me soar! Hop, hop!
Wow.
Oh, I can't look.
I can.
That's amazing!
Hurrah! To the sky!
What a flip. He's still going.
See, I told you that my flips and tricks could... Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh.
Ouch. Oh, that's really gross.
Yikes on bikes.
Binkus!
The acid! Oh, no! The acid on my supple boy skin!
What about the grappling hook? Where's the grappling hook?
On it.
I'm so far in this pit of acid, nothing could reach me.
Maybe if we...
Oh, it's cold! It's cold!
Someone do something!
Why would you let me do this?
We told you not to.
Several times.
I can't believe you made me do this!
We really didn't, though.
I take no responsibility for my unforeseeable downfall. Oh!
All right, I think he's...
I am still in the acid. Oh, no!
Okay, I think surely he's...
It burns like a thousand suns! The pain is unimaginable! I never knew existence could hurt this bad! Hell is empty, and the devils are here!
Okay, he's gone.
Oh my.
That was...
harrowing.
Kabang!
Yeah.
Hey everybody, I found enough random junk in that aorta to 3D print out a ladder bridge. Easily the length of this acid pit, no problem. And I even printed out some handrails for extra comfort and safety. Hey, where's that Binkus kid?
Just give me the ladder.
If it makes you feel better, we didn't find any remains in the bodacious body's digestive tract.
What a great comfort. Thank you, Inspector.
I can still hear his screams.
Skulls! It's Skulls!
Cut that out. Okay, we're out of the exhibit. Should be safe for now.
A man just died back there!
More accurately, a boy?
A wonder boy, even.
I'm calling it. The mission's canceled.
Oh,
no way!
Goodness.
Wait, you want to stay?
You want to go? We just started.
And we just lost a league member to acid.
We tried to stop him. Not our fault he got himself acidified.
How can you talk like that?
Hey, maybe we all just need to take a nice deep...
I am breathing. Thank you very much, Toby.
I was gonna say deep tissue massage, but okay, interrupt me, whatevers.
So what? You're gonna walk away just because one Wonder Boy fell into a pit of acid?
He was a child!
He was 42.
Wow, what a skincare routine. Does anyone know what he...
I won't be responsible for any more deaths.
Maybe she's right. I didn't sign on for no acid pit. Not after last time.
Danger, danger.
I'm out.
Good. All you ever did was boss us around and make us sign ethics pledges.
You just don't get it, do you? I'm calling it. Anyone else want out?
I got a loot quota I still haven't met.
I'll do it.
Let's do this thing.
Dang it. Now I'm in.
Maybe I...
I'm in. We still have an assignment to do.
You sure, Delmont? This is getting pretty dicey.
Well, yeah, but it's for the experience, right?
I guess I can't argue with that.
Is it really worth it? Your lives for a little bit of loot?
Come on, League. We don't have any more time to waste on a quitter.
Wait. You didn't even make it to the tomb of the first robot?
Nope. I guess you were right. When we lost Binkus, I realized this life of crime...
Ugh. Some criminal foil you turned out to be. Do you understand how disappointing this is for me?
My heart breaks for you.
All right, Loretta. I'll be back for you later. Guard!
Yes, sir?
Get this perp out of my sight.
Hey, drum set's recital is in a half hour. You promised.
I did no such thing. Think about that next time you mess with the SOMS.
Ugh, this isn't over, Terry Cloth.
It is for you. Guard?
Yes, sir?
Bring in the next suspect. Tape recorder. They say you should never meet your heroes. They really should say, never meet your villains. Take the muzzle off this one. I want to see their face.
Are you sure, sir? They used to be an improv troupe.
I know the risks. Now take it off. Well, if it isn't the notorious Cameo.
Howdy. Love the noir thing. Did want to correct you, though. I wasn't just in an improv troupe. I actually founded it.
Don't make me change my mind about the muzzle. Let's cut the fat. We caught you red-handed.
Yes, and let me be the first to say...
Don't you dare try to yes and me. Now, Loretta filled us in up to her departure, but we need to know what happened after that.
What happened? Huh. Oh, I'll tell you what happened.
Then please
do. Betrayal. That's what happened.
I knew that DJ Baby Boombox couldn't be trusted.
No, not him. Someone much closer to me. Someone I thought I could trust. Someone I used to call Delmont.
The world of ready-made utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The Experience Corporation is produced and directed by Caleb Davey. This episode was written by Samuel Levitt. Nora Sofian played Loretta. Shariba Rivers played Detective Terry Cloth Zabaglione. Morgan Morris was Dirty Toby. Keely Smith was Merlot Merlot. Samuel Levitt also performed as Binkus the Wonder Boy. DJ Baby Boombox was performed by Lotus Nichols, and Jameson Hunt was Guard. Vanessa Thurlow is Director of Sound Design, Producer, and Composer. This episode was edited by Rebecca Lynn. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow, with words by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, and it's performed by Christian Rasmussen. All of our artwork is done by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, and Louise and Raj. And a special thank you to the Elsner Family Fund. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready-Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready-Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us in your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much for listening.